Well, as we've heard, people giving money to cancer charities can certainly be vulnerable if they're not careful. But so can patients, not just cancer patients, but patients with other diseases, ailments that they're desperate to have cured. They might be willing to pay any price, and that's become apparent in the surge of stem cell clinics cropping up across the country. Now, there's a lot of medical hype around stem cells, that's for sure. And these clinics seem to be trading off of that, offering potentially life-saving cures for a bunch of ailments, but with very little oversight and almost no proven results. The price tag, up to $20,000 per procedure. There are no official estimates of the number of clinics, but an investigation by Associated Press health writer Matthew Perrone found that there are now more than 170 clinics nationwide and that the number's growing.
Well, you can find these stem cell procedures for almost any condition or disease you can think of. Everything from hair loss to erectile dysfunction to really serious debilitating diseases like Parkinson's, lupus, multiple sclerosis. It's almost a laundry list of different conditions that they're selling these treatments for.
Okay, so what's the separation here then between the conditions for which stem cells are useful? And the research shows that there are some ailments for which stem cell therapy does work, at least in some patients. And then all of the other diseases and claims that you're talking about, like hair loss and erectile dysfunction and all the others.
Right. Well, what we're really talking about here are adult stem cells. Most people might be a little more familiar with embryonic stem cells, but adult stem cells are actually, they're in your body, they're throughout different tissues, they're in your bone marrow, your fat, and really the only mainstream scientifically proven use for these adult stem cells currently are bone marrow transplants, and those have been used for decades. They save lives. So that's established, that's proven, that's part of mainstream medicine. But really anything outside of that, especially using stem cells from fat, which is what a lot of these clinics are doing, is still in the experimental stages.
All right, so what are these clinics really doing? If I go in there for a fat stem cell procedure because I have a pesky receding hairline, what's going to happen to me?
That's right. So the most common procedure is they're going to liposuction the fat out of your body. They're going to treat it with a drug substance to basically try to separate out the stem cells. They're going to run it through some more processing equipment. And they'll get, you know, maybe a teaspoon, 2 teaspoons of what they say are concentrated adult stem cells. And they will re-inject that into your body, you know, depending on what they're trying to treat. If it's arthritis, they might inject it into your knee or elbow. But for some of these diseases, you know, more systemic things like multiple sclerosis, they'll just hook it up to an IV bag and infuse it into your bloodstream. And again, the theory there, and this is unproven, but the theory is that somehow these stem cells are going to hone in on parts of the body that are damaged or diseased and go to work on them.
I'm sorry if I'm overly skeptical. I don't think that I am. What you're describing just strikes me as glorified bloodletting.
It's been called quackery. It's been called snake oil. Mainstream researchers at places like Harvard University, UCLA are very disturbed by this. And for years, actually, they've been looking to the federal government, to the Food and Drug Administration, to crack down on these clinics. But the problem is these doctors sort of operate in a gray area. On the one hand, they can argue that what they're doing is in-office surgical procedure. It's the practice of medicine. And in this country, the federal government doesn't tell doctors what they can do in their own offices. But on the other hand, and this is what the critics would argue, when you take cells out of someone, mix them with a drug, create this new mixture, and then re-inject it, you could argue that that is creating a new experimental drug and that therefore the FDA should crack down on them. The FDA late last year did come out with a proposal. What the FDA said in this proposed rule was essentially taking fat out of people, processing it, re-injecting it. That's actually creating an experimental drug. And therefore, you can't sell that in the U.S. without it being approved and reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. The catch is that, you know, the FDA is a very large, sometimes slow-moving bureaucracy. And so this proposed rule, in order for it to become binding, it has to be finalized. And that's a process that can take years. And sometimes these proposals are never even finalized.
Well, you spoke to Dr. Mark Berman. He's one of the leading physicians who's peddling this form of, I'll call it medicine for the sake of this interview, and he's in Beverly Hills. He has lots of customers. So let's listen to Dr. Berman.
You have to realize everything that we're giving the patient back is already in their body. Are we helping people or hurting people? And the truth is, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, we're really just helping people.
We're really just helping people, he says. Now, a lot of the people who go in to see Dr. Berman may have hair loss, or they want cosmetic injections in their face, or maybe erectile dysfunction is their problem. One might argue that if you want to try something unconventional and it's not life or death, hey, it's your money.
That's true. Berman, he talks about what he does as patient-funded research. So he typically charges about $9,000 for one of these procedures. And he says, he hasn't published any studies yet, but he says he is working on studies that will show that this is safe and effective. But as you suggest, the problem there is, you know, there's a lot of medical research going on in this country all the time. But what you don't see is patients paying thousands of dollars to essentially be part of an experiment. And so when you talk to the large networks, the big companies selling these treatments, they'll tell you they've never had any serious complications, they've never had any real injuries. And from what we can tell, that seems to be true. When you dig down a little deeper into some of the smaller practices, individual physicians, unfortunately, you can find instances where stem cell procedures seem to have gone terribly wrong. Earlier this year, there was a cardiologist, a doctor in Florida, Dr. Zanos Grekos, had his medical license revoked. This was after two patients under his care died after undergoing stem cell procedures. In the first case, a 77-year-old man suffered cardiac arrest after he had stem cells infused into his bloodstream. There was a second patient, a 69-year-old woman, who had stem cells infused into the arteries of her brain. She suffered a stroke. So, you know, there may be safer, less safe ways to infuse these cells. But, you know, again, I think most doctors would tell you anytime you're manipulating cells outside the body, then putting them back into the bloodstream, the risks are serious.
Matthew Perrone, health writer for the Associated Press. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.